At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, we discussed the concept of chains of inheritance. And today, we are talking about our final discussion in this series, chains of eternity. You know, let's face it, when we encounter challenges, such as financial woes, health issues, emotional turmoil, or even societal injustice, those burdens can feel overwhelming and unending. They capture our complete focus. The adversary likes to insinuate that this is the entirety of our existence, suggesting that the burdens we bear now will shape our lives and futures. But that is simply untrue. It represents a narrow and fleeting outlook. The Bible presents an entirely different perspective. It shifts our attention from the ground we walk onto the infinite possibilities of forever. This isn't mere hopeful thinking. It's a foundational truth anchored in the resurrection of Christ. Our primary scripture passage highlights one of the most magnificent promises found in all of the Bible. Let's turn to Revelation 21. John, while exiled on Patmos, receives a glimpse of what lies ahead, the ultimate reality free from constraint. If you look in verse 1 and 2, John states, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband." This signifies the ultimate liberation. The former fallen world, the origin of all our struggles, has vanished. Next, we encounter the most reassuring declaration in verse 4. "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Reflect on this now. No more death. No more sorrow. No more suffering. Every chain that holds you back, like grief, fear, illness, will be completely and eternally shattered. Amen. This vision solidifies our everlasting outlook. Our existence in Christ doesn't conclude when the earthly chain breaks. Rather, it begins in incredible glory. The pain you experience now in the grand scheme of eternity is just a momentary blip. Now, let's consider someone who characterized this eternal viewpoint right until his last moments. Let's look at Stephen. Found in Acts chapter 6 and 7, Stephen was among the first deacons, a man full of God's grace and power. which is found in Acts 6:8. His courageous proclamation of the gospel led to his arrest and trial before the Sanhedrin. The religious authorities were enraged. Their earthly influence, their fleeting authority, was at risk. They were prepared to stone him. But here comes the astonishing part. In Acts 7:55 through 56, says, "But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." His earthly chains were about to constrict around his neck. He was mere moments away from a harsh, temporary conclusion. Yet Stephen did not gaze at the stones they held. He didn't concentrate on their furious expressions. His focus, his spiritual vision, was firmly fixed on eternity. He beheld Jesus standing to welcome him home. As they pulled him away and began to stone him, Stephen proclaimed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, and Lord, do not hold this sin against them," which is found in Acts 7:59 through 60. As the glory he was about to enter far outweighed the momentary suffering he endured, Stephen's act of death serves as a profound example. True freedom is not merely the absence of physical restraints, but rather the firm understanding that these restraints are insignificant when faced with eternal glory. So what implications does this hold for us today? It signifies that when the burden of a chain weighs you down, be it a diagnosis, job loss, or betrayal, you need to alter your viewpoint. As we dig further, we see the chain is temporary. If you look in 2 Corinthians 4:17, Paul informed the Corinthians, "For this light and momentary affliction is preparing us for an external weight of glory beyond all comparison." He referred it to as a light and momentary. Despite enduring beatings, shipwrecks, and imprisonment, he viewed his suffering as slight when set against eternity. Next, we see that the glory is permanent. We are heirs of the New Jerusalem, children of God, and our inheritance is indestructible, untainted, and unending. Our true freedom does not come from our efforts. Did you get that? Our true freedom does not come from our efforts, but from the completed work of Christ. Let the vision described in Revelation 21 guide your perspective on the challenges you face today. Allow Stephen's unwavering focus on Christ to encourage you to rise above your current struggles. The chain may feel substantial now, but it will not bind you indefinitely. It lacks the power to touch your soul or obstruct your glorious external purpose. So this week, take a moment to identify the chain you bear. Then imagine that chain shattering at the sound of the trumpet in the New Jerusalem. Visualize the glory that lies ahead. That represents the freedom Christ has secured for you. Now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the promise of eternity. We appreciate the steadfast hope we possess in Jesus. When life's chains become burdensome, remind us to look up, as Stephen did, and behold your glory. Instill in our spirits the understanding that all earthly suffering is fleeting, while the glory you have prepared for us is everlasting. Help us to dispel the misconception that our struggles are all encompassing, and guide our hearts toward the ultimate freedom found only in Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we start a new series titled One Heart, Many Hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.